Fellow Barbadians, residents, friends, and well-wishers, I am honored to be spared this opportunity as your leader to renew our special relationship and to update you on our partnership to build a better democracy and a better Barbados. I assure you that working together we can uphold each other and build a glorious legacy for our children. Last week, Dr. Richard Ishmael, my personal physician, issued at my request a full statement on the condition of my health and the challenges which have confronted me since March. I am again grateful to those of you who have responded with overwhelming love and compassion towards me and my family. On this occasion, I have chosen not to speak to you by live telecast because the nature of my medical treatment has occasioned obvious weight loss. I would rather that you get the portent of my message rather than the picture, to be concerned about the message and not the medium. While we cannot control what happens to us, we can control how we respond to what happens to us. And in that sense, I wish to assure you that my family and I are determined to battle this illness and are fully cooperating with the medical teams here and in New York to ensure that all that's humanly possible is done to arrest and reverse this condition, while humbly recognizing that ultimately the will of God will prevail. We are all aware that the future of us all rests in the hands of the Almighty. And in recognition of this truth, I continue to solicit your intercession and your prayers. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, pleaded with the Lord to remove his impediment. But the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Thus I am able to rejoice in hope and be gracious through faith." All relationships, including those between Premier and people, involve times of closeness and times of distance, and I've grown to appreciate you in both circumstances, and I hope that your experience has been the same.